Waylon Jennings, I think, is your favorite country singer, entertainer, right?
Yeah, he's definitely in the top three, for sure.
In the top three. Well, yep. That's nice that you put him there. I'm going to play for you right now, not all of the interview, but I'm going to play for you right now an interview with Waylon. He had just played Panther Hall Ballroom.
Oh, man.
I was doing the all-night radio show, and Waylon decided he'd just come by and visit with me.
And I want to say hello to Waylon Jennings.
How do?
How do there?
You recorded the first song I ever wrote, you know? I had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, remember, John, we cut that together.
Yeah,
I played guitar on that monkey, didn't I?
You played open hole guitar.
Yeah.
Played the, no, what the way, you played the...
Yeah, it's Buddy Holly's Martin. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, it had the cover, you know, the leather cover case goes around it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it, casing? Or anyway, that he made himself, you know. That's a long time ago.
It sure has been. I went out tonight and enjoyed the show. Tanya will tell you, I don't go out too much, but I had to catch you tonight. I've stayed there till right up to going on the air time. As a matter of fact, I got here, my theme had already ended. But you put on a show, Chief.
I tell you, it's easy to do in this town because they kind of let you just kind of coast with them because everybody's with you, you know. That makes you feel good.
You're another one of the acts who sound in person just like you do on your records. Your band sounds just like the records. That means an awful lot.
Yeah, I got a new group, you know, now, and I'm happier with them than I've ever been with anybody. They're really if not now, they're going to be the best group that I've ever had, you know. We got Billy Reynolds singing, you know, with us, and old the Rogue, my lead dog. We go hunting a lot together.
One night I was playing a place here in Fort Worth. I can't remember where I played. Waylon came out, and we sat up there for over an hour.
We had a ball, didn't we?
Didn't we have fun that night?
Yeah, some good people there. We sang everything. We sang Hank Williams songs and Jimmy Dickens songs, you know, king size.
You know, he's a great fan of yours, I might mention.
Hey,
Jimmy
that
Dickens.
Goes both ways. Well, me and you both, we talked about him before. Jimmy Dickens is, of course, everybody loves him, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody in the business and everybody, all the country music fans love Jimmy. But there's one thing, some of these days, I'm afraid it's going to be too late, you know, for Jimmy to realize it, you know, but they're going to realize what a great ballad singer that man is.
Isn't that the truth? We've said
he
that.
Does such a great job on novelties that all of them are hits, and he'll put a ballad on there that, and when he sings a ballad, neighbor, it's been sung.
I remember we worked together out in Lubbock, didn't you? Do you remember the song that we were crazy about by Jimmy Dickens out there? Roger Miller wrote it called "That's How It Is When Your House Is Not a Home."
Oh, yeah. And the other side of that was when you, the honeymoon's over when you don't go home for lunch.
That's right. The honeymoon's over when you don't go home for lunch.
That's the side that, you know. Yeah. You know what? I found that out three different times. You know how much it cost me?
No.
A national debt looks like a piggy bank allowance. Lord.
From ex-wives?
Yes, I have a few of them. Just strolled here.
You're not married, though, are you?
No. I just got a lot of recruits, you know. Hey, man, you got to write a song together. I got a song about a cowboy singing that way. And it's really, there really was a guy. And his name was Handsome Hank.
Handsome Hank.
Yeah. But his wife showed up one night, too. She put him out of business. She did. He had rhinestones, you know, from his collar to the heels of his boots, you know. Hand and soul and Bermuda on a seersucker suit. Hey, let's call one of my ex-wives and make fun of her. You want to?
All right.
I got one that lives over in Irving.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Boy, howdy.
That's just a part of the interview, but enough to give you an idea of what this guy was like. One of a kind.
One of the best.
And it's hard for me to say the late Waylon Jennings. Oh, he may not be with us at the present time, but we can always add that little notation. Though Waylon's gone, his music will last forever.